Let's get right over to Jared Blickery with another check of the markets. Jared.
Yeah, let's check out what's happened this week. So I'm going to put on, it's going to be imperfect. It's going to be a five-day chart, but I just want to show the choppiness on the Wi-Fi Interactive that we have seen over the trailing week here. And you can see we are kind of at the bottom end of that range. Now, the NASDAQ looking a little bit more bearish, and the S&P 500 a little bit bearish as well. And the Russell 2000, although it's up 7 basis points today, really had it kind of a nasty 5 days here, down about 2%. In fact, if it were down today, that would be the sixth day in a row. Also want to take a look at the VIX because that is slightly elevated. I'm going to change this to a two-month candlestick chart. And you can see this rounded bottom we have. And sometimes this portends higher VIX prices and that portends to lower equity prices. We'll have to see what that is. But I do think that we will see somewhat of a snapback rally from the prior 2 days' losses. If not today, then Friday in the half session. Simply put, during this bullish season of year, if we happen to be in a bull market, the dip tend to get bought during holidays. So here's the 10-year T-note yield. We'll get a quick check on that. Looks like we finally exceeded the high from October. So the highest yield that we saw in months, but we have retreated from that down just a fraction of a basis point. And then the belly of the curve, five-year T-note yield, that is the highest since we saw early in the pandemic. And then finally, the U.S. dollar index, which I've been harping on lately, climbing yet again to 96.87. Here is the NASDAQ 100, and we're seeing the mega caps under a little bit of pressure today. Microsoft off about 0.75%, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet off slightly, while Facebook, Meta, and Tesla up slightly. Not seeing a lot of outliers here. AMD seems to be a winner, up 2.5%, and we'll take a look at the semiconductor space. Kind of a mixed bag. In fact, it's gearing towards or heading towards the red with most of these stocks here. NVIDIA is up about 0.75%, though. Software has been under pressure recently. We're seeing Autodesk down 16% after earnings. Might be talking about that in the next hour. But, you know, we talk about earnings here quite a bit, and it has been kind of a case of have and have nots. You can see the computer guys here, HPQ, Hewlett-Packard, that's up 10%. Dell up 4-5%. But Autodesk, Gap, and Nordstrom, kind of a motley crew right there, each down quite a bit. And I think we've talked about that quite enough, Sazi. I do appreciate your rants, but I'm not gonna ever roll them in because I'll tell you what, I love a good rip-roaring rant and well-placed, Jared, and well-timed, I would say.
I would like to call them passionate analyses. So maybe that's a new naming for it. But you know,
should be the name
here,
of your newsletter, your Substack.
Yes. No, please don't say that loud. But